We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on this Thursday night. We'll take you up to Thursday Night Football, the Cowboys and the Saints coming up a little bit later on. But as I look at the game tonight and I look at the NFL playoff picture and I listen to WIP this week, something doesn't add up, because every time I turn on WIP or I'm driving in, listen to Mark Cerise and, you know, all their callers calling in, I feel a lot of doom and gloom around here. I mean, just a lot of doom and gloom, and I understand it to an extent. The Eagles lost to the Giants in ridiculous fashion on Sunday, where they turned the football over four times and they had drops at the end. Just bad. And I understand why, if there was an excitement bubble in Philadelphia about the Eagles, I understand why that bubble was burst last week, because the Eagles lost their momentum. They lost their win streak. They lost to a bad football team. I felt the same way everyone else did. That was bad on Sunday. But I can now take a step back as Week 13 begins in the NFL tonight, and I still have not thrown in the towel. I still am holding my towel, my playoff towel, and I'm refusing to throw it in because I still believe the Eagles can make the playoffs, and there is a very realistic path to the playoffs. But every time I listen, it's like everyone's turned the page on this year, on Jalen Hurts, and talking about, you know, we're already talking about the next quarterback here and all the issues this team has, as if what happened on Sunday means they're eliminated. The Eagles were not eliminated from the postseason on Sunday against the Giants. They are 5-7. Has anyone looked at the standings in the NFC? Do you know who leads this pack of just, I mean, completely mediocre NFC playoff contenders? The Washington football team leads the pack. That's who's in the number 7 seed right now in the NFC. Here's who the Eagles are competing with right now to get the last playoff spot. The Washington football team, who they play twice. The Minnesota Vikings. I think that is, and they are, the best team of this bunch. I would consider them the biggest obstacle for the Eagles are the Minnesota Vikings. The Atlanta Falcons. Do you remember what happened in week one when the Eagles played the Falcons? They stink. They're 5-6. The New Orleans Saints will play tonight. We watched them here 2 weeks ago. They can't play offense right now because they don't have any running backs. They don't have their star running back. No receivers. Their tackles are out, and they're playing, I mean, Mickey Mouse quarterbacks, whether it's Taysom Hill tonight or you know, Simeon when they came here. I mean, that I can't take that team seriously. The Carolina Panthers? Are you kidding me? Cam Newton? I mean, he made Jalen Hurts look last week like a competent quarterback out there. I mean, Cam Newton's terrible at this point of his career. This is the competition, and the Eagles are about to go and be a 7-point favorite on Sunday against the New York Jets. So, I mean, this is still completely wide open, and I have not thrown the towel in here. 215-592-9494. Have you thrown the towel in the postseason? Have you just kind of given up on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs after the loss on Sunday and, you know, kind of the up and down nature of this season? I haven't given up on the postseason. And I'm not trying to sit here telling you that I believe the Eagles are a great football team or they're going to go on a run to the Super Bowl or anything like that. But I look at the reality of this team. They have played better football overall for about 5 weeks now. They have had some good wins in this stretch, including against a Denver team that still has a winning record and against the Saints, which was a nice win. Like, they've played way better football. They played the Chargers right down to the end. We know where they beat up the Lions. Like, we've watched this team turn the corner compared to where they were in late September, early October. They're a better football team now than they were then. They're in the thick of this playoff race. They have the same amount of wins as the team that right now is in the last spot. The quarterbacks that they're competing against right now for the last playoff spot, and you could have your question about Jalen Hurts, but It's Taylor Heinicke, and it's Kirk Cousins, who's the best of this bunch. And it's, I mean, who's even starting for the Panthers? Is it still Cam Newton? Are we doing this?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, my God. Okay? I mean, this is what they're going against? It's the corpse of Matt Ryan. The guy's cooked. Like, this is the competition the Eagles have down the stretch of the season. There's no reason this team can't go to the playoffs. And, yeah, I mean, if they play like they did against the Giants on Sunday, are they going to win, you know, four of their last five games? No, of course not. They could lose a bunch of them if they play like that. But I still believe Sunday, with the turnovers, was more of an anomaly rather than something we're going to see again this week. And I look, we all have our concerns, short-term, long-term, with the Philadelphia Eagles, but I have not given up on this team making the playoffs because the playoffs are right there for anyone with the pulse to go and get. The Eagles' run game on Sunday, for all the consternation we have over Sirianni's play calling, over Hurts' play, over Jalen Reagor, we're just kind of dismissing the fact that they did what we asked on Sunday. They ran for over 200 yards again. Like, this run game has not been stifled once in 5 weeks. Nobody from Detroit to the Los Angeles to the Saints to the Giants. All right, since the Eagles walked off the plane and they got home from Las Vegas, nobody has come close to shutting down this run game or even slowing it down. And I doubt the Jets are going to do it on Sunday. And that will, you know, if the Eagles beat the Jets on Sunday, which they're 7-point favorites, I believe they will go beat a Jets team that, as we know, the Jets have never, ever beaten the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that will continue on Sunday. If they win this game, they're 6-7, a bye week to heal up, four games to go. One of those could be against a Cowboys team that has absolutely nothing to play for in week 18. Two against Washington, a revenge game against the Giants. It's still all there. Like, sometimes, you know, when these kind of weird playoff races happen, when we're talking about teams at the bottom of a playoff race, the Eagles could lose a game, or any of these teams could lose a game. And I understand a feeling could be out there like, all right, see, I knew it. They stink. It's over. Pack it in. It's over. I'm throwing the towel in. They can't make the playoffs. But that's not how it works in this playoff race. 215-592-9494. Have you given up on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs? I haven't. Because as I get ready to watch the Saints play tonight, they're in the mix. They're not any good. And the Eagles beat that team a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, three of the teams I mentioned, Carolina, Atlanta, and New Orleans, the Eagles have tiebreakers over. I mean, we have to play this thing out. I have the ESPN playoff machine in front of me. Have I been, you know, on it all day? Maybe. But, like, we got to play it out and see how this works with a tiebreaker. But I don't even think the Eagles have to win out to make the playoffs. If they could get to 9 wins, which really is going to come down to winning 3 of the next 4. Because I tend to believe that the Cowboys are going to come in here in Week 18 with nothing to play for, and that will mean Dak Prescott's not going to play in the game. So if the Eagles can win 3 out of the next 4, I think we were talking about Week 18 being a meaningful game, like going into that week with either winning in or some sort of tiebreaker scenario in which, like, all right, if this happens and that happens, the Eagles can make the playoffs. And we've had those games around here in the past. I mean, 2018... that was that whole day. Remember that when the Bears had to beat the Vikings, even though the Bears were playing their backups, and they did it, and then Nick Foles completed like 25 straight passes against Washington, and somehow the Eagles made the playoffs that year. We all know what happened with the year, you know, against the Cowboys and Romo, and all those crazy things had to happen in 2008 to get in the playoffs, and they did. I mean, there's plenty of times where a team could lose a game in late November, early December in the NFL playoff picture, and you feel like you're throwing the towel, but it's not that it's not over. I mean, and I don't think this playoff race or whatever this is, a slog to the playoffs at the bottom of the NFC, I think it's far from over. I still believe the Eagles can make the playoffs. 215-592-9494. Have you given up on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs? We got a little excitement here for about 2 weeks where people started to use the P word and we threw it out there, the playoffs word. And this week it feels like a lot of people have just thrown the towel back in. Tucker, where are you on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs? Have you given up the idea of it?
I mean, I never really got my towel out, if that's the analogy we're going with.
Yeah, like, you did come in here towel-less.
Usually I am towel-less.
Yeah, I'm just
especially
saying,
at work.
I have my playoff towel right here.
Are you going to bring it on the playoff bus?
Yeah, well, yes, of course. Let's not be ridiculous here.
How do you discern your playoff towel from your non-playoff towels?
It says playoffs on it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I mean, I actually have one. When I did a show from Chickies and Pete's on the night before the Friday night of the Eagles-Falcons playoff game, the first playoff game of the Super Bowl run. And it was like the NFL-branded you know, like they, I think they were giving them away going into the stadium, but I'm not sure how Chickies got them, but they were giving them away there, and everyone was like waving the rally towel kind of thing. So, I mean, I literally have a towel with the Eagles logo on it that says playoffs.
Well, I don't. And for that reason, I don't believe the Eagles can make the playoffs. Because if you look at this team, I know that they have improved. But they've improved from a team that's absolutely dreadful to a team that's maybe mediocre. Like, I know we got excited because they won a couple games against some pretty bad teams. But quite honestly, what we saw on Sunday, we talked about it earlier this week, they did what they wanted to do. Like, I know they turned the ball over four times, and that's uncharacteristic of Jalen Hurts. But you don't think other teams looked at what they did and said, oh, we just have to let Jalen Hurts throw the ball? I mean, it reminded me, think back to when the last quarterback was here. I remember when they played the Saints, and there was that quote from Sean Payton where he basically said, like, hey, if we make this guy throw the ball 30 times, we're going to win. And everyone thought it was blasphemous and insulting. Was he necessarily wrong?
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. And the Giants pretty much did the same thing to Jalen Hurts last night or on Sunday. And guess what? The same thing happened. So, like, when they come out on Sunday and they play the Jets, are the Jets going to stack the box with, like, eight guys? Are they going to play five defensive linemen? Are they going to make sure they have at least one spy on Jalen Hurts the whole time and dare him to beat them throwing the ball? I think so. And does Jalen Hurts, who's probably going to be hobbled, have the difference right now and have a difference-making ability? I don't think so. And I think this team pretty much peaked at what they were. I think winning three out of four against those bad teams, that's the apex of the season right there. Like, even just to win nine games, like, it sounds so silly. You're asking them to win four out of their last five, even against crappy teams. This is a crappy team. Like, those teams aren't afraid of the Eagles on the schedule.
Well, and they shouldn't be, right? The Eagles are 5-7. I understand that. But I can't ignore the state of the NFC. I can't ignore who they're playing. And you're right that they're playing crappy teams. But how'd they get back in this race? By playing crappy teams. Sometimes the schedule will let you back in to a playoff race, and the schedule has. Now, they coughed it up against the Giants. And, I mean, look, if the Eagles had beaten the Giants, they'd be the front runner for this spot. They would be in the last playoff spot, and we would be talking about, I mean, I'd have you having the playoff best detailed and painted, because I would say we're going somewhere. Right now, the playoff bus is in the garage. I'm waiting to pull it back out. When can I pull the playoff bus back out? Do we have to have, do they have to be in the seventh seed? Could they be tied for it? How does this work?
I think they have to be at least over 500.
Over 500?
Yeah.
I got to wait three games?
That's under 500?
Three games? That's a long time.
Yeah, well, you know, we've already waited 2 years. What's three more games?
All right, you know what? Actually, I think they're going to win the next three games. Now, they might lose the game after that to Washington and go back. But I think, I mean, they're going to beat the Jets. I think they'll beat Washington here off their bye. Washington will play the Cowboys the week before, and then it's a revenge spot against the Giants. I think that's going to happen. All right, damn it. I got to wait 3 weeks to get the playoff bus
out. And
that'll
out. Be, like, right after Christmas. Which I don't know if we'll be here after Christmas.
Oh,
but
see? I can't even, you know what, I'll just drive the playoff bus around my neighborhood. 215-592-9494.
Say hi to Bob for me.
You know what, I mean, we all know what's going to happen. If they win on Sunday and then win the next week, I'm just going to pull the playoff bus out at 7-7. It's going to happen. 215-592-9494. Have you given up on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs after what happened on Sunday? Like, are you out on the idea of this team participating in a playoff game? I'm not, because I can't ignore the reality of the seventh seed, the race, or whatever you want to call this, for the seventh seed in the NFC. I can't ignore they have, for the most part, played much better football the last 4 or 5 weeks versus the beginning of the season. I can't ignore the fact their defense did play well again on Sunday, and their run game was everything we hoped for. Like, as long as those things keep showing up, I'm going to bet on Jalen Hurts, you know, not turning the ball over three times, and Boston Scott not fumbling with a minute to go. Because that's why they lost the game. They didn't lose the game because the Giants were better, because suddenly they couldn't run the football anymore, because the defense turned back into a pumpkin. No, I mean, there's certain things I know about this team now that I think will continue the rest of the way. They'll run the football effectively. They will play good defense against some very mediocre quarterbacks. They've shown the ability to do that all year long. The schedule is there for them. They have a bye week to get healthy. So I'm still there. Like, not everything I believed last week that they could make the playoffs, I still believe it. I'm not out like a lot of cowards around here who want to make me wait till they're over 500 to talk playoffs. The last seed in the playoffs might not even be over 500. It might be an 8-win.
They should be sent home. I mean, you know my thought on the playoffs. There should be a number that if everyone reaches it, they should get in.
I know, we've talked
about it. It should be like bowl games in college.
We've talked about this. There's a schedule to adhere to. You need someone in the seed to make the schedule work.
Nah.
I mean, there's networks with hundreds of millions of dollars on the line.
Okay.
Fox, hey guys, no playoff game this year. The Bears went 8-9. Sorry.
Yeah, then go complain to the Bears, not me.
No. That's
don't shoot the messenger. It's on the Bears.
It's an NFL problem, not a. I mean, screw the Bears. They'll get four wins. 215-592-9494. Dan is in Northeast Philadelphia. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Dan. What's up? What are you thinking?
I think we got to wait and see. I mean, I think we could still make it. I mean, it's week to week. Is Jordan Howard going to be back this week?
It doesn't sound like it. He missed practice again today. That knee is still bothering him. I wouldn't say it's a guarantee he doesn't play, but it's not trending in the right direction here, Dan.
You see how important that big guy is when they didn't have him last week and they needed him. You know what I mean?
Maybe it would have been him running the ball and not Boston Scott fumbling at the end. You never know.
You need one big guy. I told you that at the beginning of the year, and we didn't have it, and you've seen what happens. You know, you have to have it. But did you see the fight Saturday night?
I didn't. How was it?
Great, man. That's Stevie Fulton Jr. He's from West Philly. He beat the other champion. He's got two versions of the title, super bantamweight there. It's a hell of a fight.
You know what? I got to go back and rewatch it. I could do that. Yeah.
Them little guys, they really fight. You know, they're not like the heavyweights, like slow motion.
Oh no! I mean, we're talking about skilled fighters here.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the first time I seen Jeff Chandler. I'd seen his legs; he looked like broomsticks. I thought, what's this little bag of bones going to do? And then he started hitting this guy, and you could hear the thumps coming off of it. I mean, they didn't call him Jeff for nothing.
No.
Them little guys could really hit.
Oh, there's no question. There's a lot of power there. There's like a jittery energy to those guys. They could really punch.
Yeah, this kid from West Philly, he's no joke. There's two other champions in that division. I think he's going to beat them all.
You know what? I'm really rooting for him, Dan. I got to go back and rewatch that. Dan, you have a great night, all right?
Thanks, Joe. See you.
There he goes. Dan, Northeast Philadelphia. Talking jittery boxers and big backs. You got something on Jordan Howard?
I mean, isn't it kind of nuts that Jordan Howard being out just disrupts this entire offense?
Well, look what happened.
I mean, I get it, right? And something I noticed, I think even from the first carry, I think Miles Sanders' first run went for a loss of one. You know who doesn't lose yards on carries? Jordan Howard. He's like third in the NFL in time spent behind the line of scrimmage. Third least amount of time spent behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's something where if you're going to run the ball on first and second down every time, you can't lose 1 yard. You can't get no gain on first and second down.
Well, I think it was the first drive, right? Miles Sanders?
I think it was the very first play of the game. He lost a yard.
They ran off right tackle, and he just kind of danced behind the line and fell backwards. I think it was Lane Johnson a couple weeks ago when Howard had one of his bigger games. I think the phrase he used, he always falls forward. And it sounds so simple and, like, just dumb, but it's true. He just always falls forward.
But also, if we're going to talk about how great this team is and how fantastic this offense is, losing Jordan Howard shouldn't throw you out of whack.
See,
like, Jordan Howard was sitting on the practice squad as of 10 days ago.
Well, that was a different Eagles team. Come on, that was an RPO-based passing game. Like, they didn't know what they had there. Like, no one's calling the Eagles great. I am looking for a race for mediocrity and trying to achieve that. Why won't you people jump in? Like, that's it. I mean, look, someone's got to go to the playoffs. And I am not ready to throw the towel in on the Eagles making the playoffs because they lost a game to the dumb Giants and Joe Judge. Like, that game was ridiculous. Like, 4 days later, it's still frustrating that they lost that football game because the Giants are pitiful. That coach Joe Judge is going to be coaching high school football in Bucks County in 3 years. And they lost that game last night to him and that quarterback? It's crazy. Like, they didn't lose because the Giants were better. If they did, I'd have a different tone right now because I'd say, wow, they were worse than the Giants. They weren't worse than the Giants. They turned the ball over 4 times. They gave the football game away. Gave it away. That's a problem. I doubt they're going to do that to that extent again, you know, down the stretch. I mean, they'd have to really – and I mean, Howard says it's going to be a blowout on Sunday. We'll see. I am worried about Jalen Hurts without his legs on Sunday. What do we think tomorrow? Does anyone collectively care if he's limited in practice again tomorrow? I will.
No.
You don't think it's going to matter to anyone until Sunday?
I really don't. Like, I think he's, limited yesterday, limited today?
Yeah.
And he'll be limited again tomorrow. He'll be questionable. But, I mean, we've already heard Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts both say, in our mind, he's playing. So, I think he's going to play.
I do, too.
It's just a matter of if he's 80% or 90%.
Yeah, I just – my baseline question is, can he run? Because if he can't run, I am worried. I mean, I don't think they're going to lose the game, but I don't feel great about this offense if he can't run. And I mean, the Jets might be bad, but I doubt they're stupid. Right, they're going to figure – well, they might be stupid. It's the Jets. But don't you think Robert Saleh is going to try to figure out real quick if this kid can run or not?
Yeah, you see what you want about the Jets. Robert Saleh is a good defensive coach.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the first time they run on Sunday a run pass option or you know or a read option with Jalen and a running back, whether it's Miles Sanders or Boston Scott or Gainwell, and he doesn't hand the ball to them, they're going to start thinking, all right, well, oh, he does, excuse me, he does hand the ball, does it keep it? They're going to say, okay. And then next time, maybe they don't crash the defensive end, and they just say, all right, Jalen, you keep it, see what happens. And he doesn't run again. You know what they're going to realize? He's not running today. And that changes fundamentally everything about the Eagles' offense. That I worry about. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. We got a lot to talk about here. Well, I got some props for you for tonight for the Thursday night football game. A couple I really like. On FanDuel. So we'll hit those in a little bit before Thursday Night Football. Cowboys and the Saints. It's a weird one tonight. I think you got to root for the Saints. Even though the Saints are in this playoff race with the Cowboys, you got to think bigger picture. I doubt the Eagles are going to catch the Cowboys in the NFCs. I want the Cowboys to come in here week 18 with nothing to play for, with the division wrapped up and no worries. I think tonight is a night you root for the Saints. I'm not worried about them big picture in this playoff race. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We'll come back. Your phone calls on the Eagles and the idea of them making the playoffs. Have you thrown the towel in? Have you given up on the idea of the Eagles making the playoffs? I have not. Tucker has. 215-592-9494. Let's say hop aboard. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Basketball fans celebrate the NBA's 75th anniversary season on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, new customers can place their first bet risk-free, and if you don't win, you get up to $1,000 back. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. Look, you have player point totals, rebounds, assists, money line, over-under. You put it together, and you have yourself quite a parlay. That's why I bet on FanDuel. Look, you can hop on there right now. It's so easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. They're now accepting Venmo. There's odds boosted specials every day and some big super boost each weekend. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. There's no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Jillio to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 to make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code G-I-G-L-I-O.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.